Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, October 17th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as a lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Moonlight, and our scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, which says, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Did you see the full moon this past week? It was fabulous. The night the moon was at peak fullness, there was a clear, dark sky that allowed the moon to look like a shiny white ball just sitting in the sky. The light given off by the full moon shined in my bedroom with the perfect amount of light that I needed. I needed that light because the night light I have in my bedroom to give me a guiding light when I need to get up in the night had gone out. I didn't have an extra bulb, so I went to find a flashlight in case I needed it in the middle of the night. But then I noticed the light of the moon shining through the blinds. So I cracked the blinds just a bit, and it gave off the perfect amount of light to see. The brightness of the moonlight when I needed it reminded me of all the times God provides just the right amount of light to guide our way when we need it. And Jesus reminds his disciples and us many times in the Gospels that he is the light of the world, and if we follow him, we will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. We have many opportunities on a daily basis to be the light of life for someone else. It may be listening to a family member or friend that we know is struggling. It may be encouraging a child or young person. It may be noticing something like the moonlight and reminding ourselves and others that God provides in so many ways through creation. May we renew our commitment to follow the ways of Jesus, the light of the world, so that we may be light, maybe even moonlight, to someone else. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.